This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. The long-delayed farm bill could finally see movement on the House floor this week. And for ag lenders like Farm Credit, the stakes go far beyond just traditional farm programs. We'll talk with the folks at Farm Credit right after this.
Stay up to date with the latest in the ag industry with Agribusiness Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Each weekday, we bring you the latest advancements in farming, from new precision ag technology to cutting-edge sustainable farming practices. Agribusiness Matters is also your source for the most relevant ag news, policy discussions, and insights that are shaping the future of agriculture. Tune in to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
Strong farm bill helps provide certainty not only for producers, but for the lenders and rural communities that depend on it. Christy Seifert with Farm Credit says one of the biggest priorities is making sure that the credit title reflects today's economic reality.
So for Farm Credit, we really appreciate that Chairman Thompson has incorporated priorities in the credit title that enable us to better serve agriculture in rural America. What I mean by that is modernizing loan limits at USDA. It's a lot more expensive to farm in 2026 than it was in 2018. That's a very sensible update. We also are very excited that the bill also includes a provision to enable us to do more to support rural America, rural communities, lending to create rural hospitals, child care facilities, those services that are so critical to folks who live in rural America and maybe just don't have access to those.
Seifert says that higher input costs and tighter margins make updated lending tools critical for farmers trying to stay competitive. She says the bill also expands opportunities to support rural communities through lending for hospitals, childcare facilities, and other essential services. Also, while most people think the farm bill is crop support and nutrition programs, Seifert says one of the most important pieces for rural America is support for mental health through the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network.
There's a lot of good in here for rural America, and one that I'd like to highlight is actually the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. Mm-hmm. And so this is a program that is reauthorized in the Farm Bill. It is a program that is authorized by the Farm Bill. Money comes from the appropriations process for USDA to work with state departments of agriculture and also Extension Service to provide this support to rural America to deliver that support. We have efforts that are complementary to that in Farm Credit. We have partnerships that make sure that farmers have access to tools that maybe help them manage stress, help them deal with real significant challenges, because the mental health challenge in rural America is significant. The suicide rate for farmers is 3.5 times that of the general population. It's just heartbreaking. So we're proud to provide resources and support. If they help save one life, it's all worth it.
Seifert says that stress support is critical because lenders and ag professionals often see warning signs before anyone else does. Farm Credit has even developed training resources to help employees and families recognize when someone may need help.
And one of the resources that Farm Credit has actually provided is a training resources, so families and so employees and others can help spot those challenges and help facilitate the support that may be needed.
Seifert says in today's economy, rising fertilizer costs and tighter operating margins are creating even more stress on the farm, making both financial support and mental health resources more important than ever. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network from Washington Watch 2026 in Washington, D.C., I'm Dustin Huffman.